You are listening to the Women's Streaming Talk Radio Network.
That CA scoring title, you know, ultimately it's not that important, but it does mean a lot. So I've been excited about it, and I actually had no idea when I got the basket. Like the previous three shots I took, I'd missed, and I'd gone completely cold. And when I hit that final shot, the crowd kind of went crazy, and I was wondering. I'm like, well, I guess they're just really excited that, you know, I finally made a shot. But I looked at Coach, and he kind of told me, you know, I had broken the record, so now let's win the basketball game. So that was special for me. It was on senior night that it happened, and, you know, I had the full support of my teammates and my coaches, and it was just great.
You have been one of the most prolific scorers in the history of the CAA.
Yeah, I did not expect it coming into college. I didn't expect to really have this role, but after, you know, having a really good senior class leaving my freshman year, I had to take on that role of scoring. So initially coming in here, I was playing with Tamara Young, who got drafted in 2008. So after she left and after that class left, I kind of had to, you know, develop, you know, a scoring mentality that I had, you know, previously in high school, but it wasn't something that I intended to be in college because I do like being a true point guard. I like to be able to distribute the ball, but whatever it takes for me to win, that's what I'll do. So I've had some, you know, pretty high scoring games. I don't know until after the game. It's not something I keep in too much touch with, but, you know, the people around me do, and, you know, keep me totally aware of, you know, all those records. So they're nice, but I mean, they really don't mean anything if we don't get the wins, but fortunately enough, we usually do.